Task 3.
In our studio today, we have Molly Carlisle, a young activist who has spent years picking up rubbish on her way to school and is going to receive an award for her environmental work from the British Prime Minister this week. Molly, what made you decide to start picking up litter by yourself? Most people I know might clean up a specific area like a park or a beach, and usually as a community volunteer as part of a bigger group.
To be honest, I just want to do my bit. It's everyone's responsibility to protect the world we live in. We all have a duty to keep Britain tidy instead of thinking it's someone else's job.
I guess some people thought it was strange, didn't they?
Of course. Some people started calling me names and bullying me. They even threw more rubbish and said I should pick it up.
How did that make you feel?
Obviously, it made me feel angry. But I decided that I wasn't going to let it stop me from doing the right thing. Just because a small group of people called me rubbish girl, I wasn't going to give up my green habits. I made the name my own and collected bag after bag of recyclable rubbish. Plastic is a huge problem and we should all help to solve it.
So that's how it all started?
Exactly. Now, other members of my family and community have started helping, and some local artists have shown me support too and are using their art to spread my message. Now there is a team of people helping to get the message out.
What about the bullies?
They still call me rubbish girl, but it doesn't bother me anymore because most people now say it with respect, and I get a lot of support from people on social media.
Well done, Molly. I'm sure that thanks to you, many people have begun to care about the environment and will think twice before dropping litter, and maybe they will help pick it up too.